Welcome back. And again, thank you for joining us in this process of considering and thinking about the nature of your story and its trajectory to make known the story of God. So a bit of review. We want you to take seriously your story, your life, your story, and its heartache, and its goodness, and its mundane and yet, on the other hand, complex world is written by God. And He has the authority, because He's the author, to call forth for your life to be a revelation of His Son's death, resurrection, and ascension. And so our calling to invite you into story is sort of a simple premise that if you don't know the tool well and how it's used, if you have not studied this tool well, then you might be able to hammer, but you won't be a craftsman. You won't be able to do the work of being able to craft well your story on behalf of revealing God's story. So the more you know your story, we hope three things occur. More, you have a sense of wonder with regard to the goodness of God. Second, more that you have a sense of the complexity and amazing quality of what God has written, even if there are many stories that to this day don't make sense, don't have answers. You're not able to come to some summation and say, this is what I know God was doing in the midst of this. Nonetheless, we have enough clarity of the overall work that God is doing, calling us to become, that our story becomes more than merely a tool. It becomes a piece of art, a revelatory work that actually gives flesh to the reality of God incarnate in Jesus and the work that Jesus did on our behalf in His death, resurrection, and ascension. So when we invite you to story, we're inviting you really to the heart of God. And so finally, we want a sense of you being amazed, but far more full of delight, full of a sense of His favor and goodness for how your life's trajectory is bringing our living God a sense of both wonder and delight. So what that requires is for you to step into your story with a whole lot more work than where we left off in our first time together. So your labor is to take the data that you developed. You chose a story of blessing and did some work about context, setting, characters, dialogue, plot. You've got some raw material that we'd invite you to come have brought back, printed out on your computer screen. And that you did the same with regard to stories of harm or a story of harm. Now what we're inviting you to do is to actually write a story. And it's a little difficult from our distance to craft for you and suggest for how you to do this. But let me just say what we're not inviting you to do now. We're not inviting you to tell an itinerary story. And that is something that begins with kind of a, this happened, then this occurred, I felt bad here, I felt good here, and this ended in this way, and here are some of the implications, I think, for my life. That's a little bit more repertorial than we're inviting you to. What we're really inviting you to is, would you write a 600 to 1,000 word short story? The story doesn't have to have a point, a moral, a conclusion that fundamentally brings everything to a lovely summation. In fact, I would strongly encourage you at this point not to succumb to what I have called a Christian sitcom, so that you've got a problem, you've got a story, and you apply biblical principles, and by the end of the 30 minutes, it's all resolved in a very happy way. It's bad TV. It's not good storytelling. And so we're inviting you, will you begin to tell a story? And I'm going to make suggestions. They're only that. They're only one man's opinion. But what I'd invite you to begin with is talking about the setting. So in one sense, bring me visually into the world where this event occurred. And don't say, I was home in my bedroom, and this is when my father walked in and screamed at me these terrible words. That's a itinerary, a reporter's version. What I'd say is, talk about what your bedroom looked like. Where were you sitting? Why would you have been sitting there? And again, don't give me explanations. Give me the texture of what it was like to be who you were in that place, in that room, before the event that you're describing begins to occur. Because you were somewhere. And in that somewhere, it has its own setting, life, tone, valence, power, and I need to be taken into your world. What you will find, and what we found, for example, with Alzheimer patients, is that one of the last senses to be available, to call forth memory, is smell. Again, not requiring you to write on what the world smelled like, but we do know senses trigger our ability to remember. And the more you have language for that world you were in, the better you're going to write the truth. And that brings up a whole nother issue when I say we're inviting you to write a short story. We're not asking you to be a literarily competent, great writer. But what I find to be true is this. Even for people who say, I don't know how to write, I've never written a short story, if you tell the truth, you will write something compelling. And it needs be compelling to no one more than yourself. Your ability to know your world through your senses allows us to be able to enter more deeply into what your heart was doing in the middle of this experience. So the task at hand is to step into the setting. And now, as you begin to describe the person, because you're taking me into the story, I need to know who is the person or persons who are part of this world. And don't tell me what, in a way that my father was angry. Show me that he's angry by how you write the dialogue and how you describe the nature of his engagement with you. So the issue of don't tell me what, show me how. And in that process of writing in that way, you're beginning to capture the experience of the event itself and how it progresses. So if you allow yourself 600 to 900 words, where you're not primarily saying, I don't really remember the progression of conversation. Well, in part, that's why we're saying, write a short story, write fiction. Well, but you're telling me I'm writing something that's not true? This is where we might take an hour, but we don't have that time frame, to be able to explore. Look, many times fiction bears more truth than what we can often refer to as autobiography or a memoir. I'm inviting you to think about the character, the person you know well enough to sort of be able to predict how they would speak, what things they would say, and how they would say it. So your task here is you're writing a story of blessing or a story of heartache. You're trying to capture the sensibility, but also the sensuality of the story in terms of what you or the other would have experienced through this process. And describing it, for me, the reader, in a way in which I'm taken into the heart of what you experienced. So our task here is to allow you to write a story that when you reread, I'm going to claim you're going to discover things about your life, at least in the past, story that gives you some revelation about the nature of how a part of your life response has been shaped and formed, because you're going to be putting language to a formative event that evil was working at some level when there's harm, God working even in the midst of that, to shape something of your heart toward the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of God. And for you to be able to reflect on how did this event, how did it bring me to certain agreements with the kingdom of darkness? How did it actually allure me and open desire in my heart for the things of God? Those are the categories that I think you're going to be able to engage with far greater detail. One final point, and we'll bring this up as we address the third session. Write with detail. Write with particularity. Don't allow yourself to stay 20,000 feet above, detached from this experience, which means as you write, there should be things happening in your own heart that are difficult. If you're writing particularly about heartache, you ought to be feeling something of what you felt during the experience itself. And therefore, before you write, after you write, may there be a heart to care, for there to be kindness, for your heart to be open to prayer. So as I pray for you, may you join not only now, but pre and post to make sure that the writing and the use of this work is leading toward a direction that has goodness and honor to it. So Father, we thank you that you are the author of our lives. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you lived out the plan that you created with the Trinity to proceed to die on our behalf, to cover our sin by your very blood. And I thank you, Spirit, for all the work you do to bring to remembrance, to apply the work of Christ to our lives. Thank you that you are so engaged, our living God, in our lives. So we ask that as we write, as we ponder what we have written, as we begin to ask you what the implications of what we have written may be for our lives, we simply ask for your care and kindness. We know that the very kindness of God is the basis of repentance. So we ask that your kindness would shepherd us to insight, to awareness, to revelation that can open our heart to repentance, that we might further understand your goodness. We ask this all in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Again, go to work, and we'll talk with you soon.